Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Any chance Kesselring to play tomorrow?
Yeah, there is. Based on today, things look good tomorrow morning. I would anticipate him playing.
What does he offer? I mean, I know we've talked about it before, but just what does he offer?
It's a good two-way player. Skates well, moves the puck well, shoots it well. So it'll be good to get him back in. You know, I liked what I saw early in camp.
Does he have a smile on his face throughout practice? Does he just have that infectious energy on the ice with the guys?
Yeah, you know, I think he was so disappointed. It's, you know, he told me it's the first time he's really been hurt. Never been hurt before. So, you know, I think he's just glad to get back in the mix and get back out there.
What is it, you know, for the stretch of hockey you guys have been playing, that it's a welcome addition, not somebody that you necessarily need back or need to plug a hole?
I just look at it, it's always good to get bodies back. You know, we've had a lot of bodies going out. To get bodies back is a positive for us. You know, we think he can be a big part of our defense. I think you look at that defense with him going in, another big guy who can skate and move. I think you've seen this through the segment of games how valuable it's been with our D getting involved and getting up ice. And, you know, I think he can help us with that too. You know, the easiest places to defend is to play in the offensive zone. And I think we've done a better job of that.
He seemed to have developed a rapport with Owen Power in the preseason, but Owen has played really well with Connor Timmins. Are you hesitant?
I think he's I had a conversation with him yesterday about you know, where kind of we'll start him off, you know, getting him back in. You know, I think I mentioned to you guys, I didn't really have anything etched in stone when we were going through camp. I said, well, I really felt we had some guys that had a connection. But I think right now we've, like you mentioned, Timmins and Power have played well together. They've played against top lines. I look at it, we got a group of six that, you know, really can play against anybody.
Go ahead, Paul. With Samuelson and Darlene now, but maybe Darlene and Byron weren't playing as well together as they have in the past, and Samuelson playing real well, so maybe switch it up a little bit?
Yeah, you know, I think if you go back to last year, that pair played, Darlene and Samuelson really played well. I think they, you know, a little bit of complement each other where, although Sammy's turning into an offensive guy now, maybe Dolls can do the defending and Sammy gets up. I mean, if you look at the start of the game, the play, Samuelson jumped right in the hole. Point-blank scoring opportunity, almost like he had in the previous game. We need that. We need that from the group to help create.
Talked about the three goalies thing the other day, and, you know, you've used three in the last three games. Do you want to keep them all active? Like, is there a plan? Do you want to go with the hot hand? Like, do you have any things?
You know, I think I pretty well went into depth about the three, and it's really, we're lucky to have three guys that can play. rather than having a couple guys hurt and looking for somebody who can play. It's not the most comfortable situation. I don't think it's comfortable for them. We'll take it game at a time. Like I said, UPL is coming off an injury that, you know, pushed him out of the lineup last time. We got to be sure with him, you know, where he's at. But I think we're really fortunate to have three guys that we can put in goal right now.
Alex Lyon kind of has some leadership to him, and that I know it looks different for a goalie to lead, but have you noticed some of that from him?
Yeah, I do. I think he's, you know, there's some years of experience there that in some ways he really understands, you know, how a team needs to play to be effective. You know, what saves a goalie has to make to help the team out a lot of times. You know, key saves at key times. And I think he's been around teams where he just understands that, you know, if we're going to get to point B, we've got to do, you know, this and this and this and make sure we do it on a consistent basis. And I've liked him in the room. And goalies aren't very vocal very often. But he is a guy that is not afraid to, you know, talk about the game a little bit.
You know, he gets the high, wins his first game, gets interviewed on TNT, then is out Saturday due to the back issues, back on the ice today. How is he handling kind of the ups and downs of the last few days?
Well, I told him he got old man back. He's not 19 anymore. You know, he's older, and now the back tightens up. And you just, you know, you fight through a little. Just a circumstance you fight through. He's handling it well. Awfully disappointed he wasn't able to play, which is good. But that's the unexpected that happens in the game. And again, that's, you know, we can mention three goalies. All of a sudden we got three goalies. We got two goalies we can have in the game. There's a plus for that.
Today, he had a day off, which is pretty much back to normal today.
It seemed, yeah. It felt a lot better. So I would anticipate him being, you know, full go.
Timmons goes, I don't think he's ever played this much, and he's a guy you targeted in the off season and really liked. Just what has he done to earn this ice time, though?
Yeah, I think, you know, play well. His penalty killing has been very good. His defending, he has made a big difference when it comes to killing penalty. He's become our, you know, number one right-handed. You know, and I think that right-handed shot is important for, you know, getting pucks out of the zone when you're going back for pucks on, at least on his side of the net. You're not going back in your backhand. So I guess number one is defending, and penalty killing has been good. But his breaking a puck out has been really good too. And he's done that sometimes with passing, and he's done that sometimes with his legs, which I think, you know, has really helped our team.
Doing a 5-on-3, it's for the power play. But today, I know you spent some time with the killers. Was it just as much for the power play 5-on-3 as it was for the penalty killers 5-on-3?
Today really was for the forwards. We were just trying to mess with those five guys a little bit, trying to confuse them, trying to give them different looks, because we didn't adjust very well to the way Toronto was killing against us. That was, you know, the area we wanted to improve. So we were just trying to throw some stuff at those 5-on-3 power play guys that they wouldn't expect, and wanted to see them react to it. You know, like if they're going to come out and take the flanks away, what are you going to do? If we're going to sit back, what are you going to do? I think you saw initially a great read by Dahls right away. He shot one. If you're going to give me that shot, I'm taking it. The other night they sat on both flanks, and we had 3-on-1 down low, 3-on-1 down low, and we didn't use it at all. And that read was a read we needed. You know, as they came out to get Thompson and Darlene, we needed the play to go low. So we're just practicing, just trying to get better.
In terms of the schedule, kind of clearing out a little bit, obviously you play the 5-over-8 games, but now you have a couple of days to practice to kind of get some more time, some more rest for some of these guys. Is that something that you look forward to during these parts of the season where it opens up a little bit?
Two things actually can happen. You know, when you're playing and you're going pretty well, you like to be playing. If you're not going well, that kind of that break gives you a little bit of time to work on things that, you know, you feel the team needs, you know, and you're always working on something. You know, we're trying to put more focus on face-offs. Our face-off percentage still isn't near where we need to get it to. You know, some of the 5-on-3 power play. So there's definitely things that we kind of recap and thought we're at this point, what do we need to get better? A little bit of forecheck being better, create more pressure.
Could Jordan and Jacob be available tomorrow or later this week?
I don't think Jordan will be, but I would anticipate him being a good possibility for Boston. Yeah, he should be cleared to play too. Would be available. So, all kind of healthy news.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.